You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned. Up next is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud.
Hello, everybody. This is Derek White, Sky Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on bbsradio.com. And we have a really special guest coming on in the next couple of minutes. I actually want to share with you a song that she actually has released a while back. And her name is Savannah Fillmore, and this is her song she wants to share with you. This young lady is a psychic medium, a paranormal investigator, at some parts, but she actually is a psychic medium by trade. Everybody, it's an absolute teaser. I'm not going to share with you the whole complete song. The reason why I can't share with you the whole complete song is I feel that it's important everybody should actually look up her website. Her name is Savannah Fillmore. She's a psychic medium, and she's from Australia. I call her the Australian angel. She's got a beautiful voice. She's got a website. It's under cdbaby.com/Savannah. And also, this surprising night, what this woman does do, she actually has been on America's Psychic Challenge. She was one of the 16 contestants that has been on the show. It is actually one of the most challenging programs that most people have been surprised to be on, because out of thousands of people that actually have tried to get through. So basically, this is actually an interesting part that, okay, he's got the mic. Great. Now, what I want to share with you folks, before I bring in Savannah Fillmore, I want to give you a little bit of a story about what she does. Okay, now, Savannah, like I said before, she's from Australia. And the interesting part about this young lady, she actually has been praised by other professional singers because of her outstanding song and her beautiful voice. People like, I believe, what was his name again, this young man that actually is my age. but she actually was praised by, what was this, I forgot this fellow's name, just looking it up really quick here. Give me a second here. Stevie Wonder, yes. The Backstreet Boys, So she actually has been out there. She's not just a psychic. She's a psychic singer. And without no further ado, I want to bring her on here. Savannah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing?
Good.
Excellent. First of all, thank you so much for letting me be part of your show.
It's great to have you on. I was actually, I get you to speak a little louder for me, my dear.
Absolutely. I hope you can hear me now. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Great. I'm honored to be on the show, and yes, you forgive my husky voice, not trying to seduce you tonight, but rather just trying to carry a conversation without overusing my voice like I normally do.
Now, right now, everybody know ahead of time, Savannah's fighting a little bit of a cold, I believe, something she's dealing with. So if we have to be a little bit patient with her voice. Everybody's got that flu virus going around right now, so she's trying to get her voice a little bit stronger and better. So I know how strong Savannah's voice is. You've actually heard on this particular song. Now, what I want to get into, Savannah, I'd like to thank you for coming to the show and being on the show. And I'd like to also be honest with you, I'm in shock that part of you didn't actually go even further into the show itself. Now, I'll be honest with you, I have not seen it all the way through. I've heard about the show. I've heard so many people that have actually have challenged you because there's like all the different challenges they go through. And it is, I know how tough it is because myself, I'm a psychic medium. I know what it's like to go through these challenges because, you know, the thing is that's what life is all about, is being tested of our skill, and you're only 29, so your skills can become even stronger yet. So a lot of people may say, well, okay, well, she's not good enough, or she may think she's not good enough, or she, you know, because she's not professional enough, like as an age-wise, not as in youth-wise. And you know what? I always tell people, it doesn't make no difference how old you are. If you know that you can use your skills to help others, that's the most caring part of it. So age has nothing to do with it. And that's why I was saying I'm actually very, very delighted to meet a young woman that actually is believing in herself, knowing that she's got a great gift. And tonight also we're going to be taking online numbers, and people can call in and ask any question they want to ask Savannah regarding any, if she wants to give them a brief read. It'll be one question only, because a lot of people want to get online. But we're not going to do that right now. We're going to wait for about a few more minutes until we get this all straightened out, because I have more questions to ask her first before we get going here. Anyways, I'd also like to welcome those who are actually in the chat room, in the Pal Talk chat room, those who are actually in the BBS Radio chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's absolutely fabulous to have you guys come on and listening to the show as well. So we get a lot of we get thousands and thousands of people listening in. Those are even that are not on the chat room, they're just listening to the program, because there's quite a few people that I do know that actually have been listening in. If the caller can be patient for about two more minutes, we'll have that caller calling in. As far as well, you know what? I was thinking about wanting to ask you all these funky questions regarding the show. But, Savannah, I want to ask you one very, very personal one.
A personal question.
And that is, do you feel that you could have got a better chance of winning that America's Challenge?
I'm sorry, that I could have done better, did you say?
Yeah, do you feel that, not that you could have done better, but do you feel that they could have done, given you better, more of a chance to be on it longer than just being briefed out about halfway?
I'll be honest with you, I think that everything took place the way it was supposed to on America's Psychic Challenge. I do believe that the way the show was put together and designed, it was definitely time for me to leave. I think it disappointed a lot of people, and I know because a lot of fans are bombarding me, which I love, with emails of support and letters saying that they stopped watching when I left the show. But really, the way that the producers and the whole team behind it, great show, did it, I think it was just, it was meant to be. It was time for me to be off that show.
Yeah, that was the most important part, I feel, because a lot of people started to criticize, saying, well, because they're off a little bit sooner, maybe they're not good enough. It's nothing to do with that, because you guys remember, too, a lot of people, the fans need to remember, it was their phone calls that made the judgment themselves. It wasn't because of the station itself, because a lot of people believe the station, the people that put the program together were the ones that voted her off. It was not always them. It was actually the public. It was by vote.
Actually, there was no vote.
If that makes any sense, wasn't it?
It wasn't the vote. It was the fact that there was four different challenges.
It was because different challenges, too. Yeah, that I do understand. But I think, wasn't it a voting off as well?
No, there was absolutely no voting.
No voting off?
No,
well,
no,
how come I was told there was voting off? Now, it wasn't from you. Somebody else told me that.
Definitely not, because I'll be honest with you, the Lifetime chat board and chat room were the most popular ones, with me and somebody else as being the running contenders for to win. So I am proud of that, I have to say.
Oh, now I understand. I have a better understanding of it now. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
See, everybody kept saying it's almost like that, you know, all these programs that you're a survivor and all that, you'd be voted off.
No, if it was about voting, I'm pretty sure that there would have been a different outcome. But, hey, whatever's meant to be is meant to be. And a lot of people did suggest to me that there should be another episode, basically, where people get to choose and they get to vote.
Yes, that's true. They should have it, yeah. They should do it again, a bit of a, like, another psychic challenge, number two. That would have been really great. Plus, they never had a Canadian psychic challenge, so I would like to try it out myself.
You know what? I'll tell you this much.
So the Canadians against Americans, how about that one?
And yes, throw the Australians in as well for some endurance and some realness. And also, I wanted to say that the best thing to do is just... if you're going to go do an American or a Canadian psychic challenge, is definitely drink plenty of water, meditate, and do not have any alcohol the night before, which I'm very proud to say I was not one of the guilty ones.
I'll tell you this. I mean, you don't mix spirits with spirit. I mean, that's one thing for sure. I learned that a long, long, long time ago. Anyways, even though you were on the show and you were challenged by some of the challenges, and they were quite challenging for you. I mean, you did an investigation over a famous singer,
yep.
And you passed the test?
Yes, I did. I actually passed with flying colors, to be honest with you, and I'm not bragging, as it's in Texas. If you've done it, it ain't bragging. They didn't show the best part of it, but it was the amazing Janis Joplin, who I've always admired.
Yeah.
And, I absolutely had no idea what I was going into. I also like to mention, Derek, if it's okay, there is an interview of me on the Lifetime website stating Janis Joplin is one of my heroes. I got to tell you that this interview was emailed to me to answer a day before the show aired, which is
wow.
4 weeks after this took place. So people thought maybe I was given favoritism by... death being my challenge. But no, by no means at all. Janice's experience, I took it on board. When I walked in, I said right away, I see a woman walking in. I had blindfolds on, but when they said, would you recreate it? I said, I see a woman walking in with a fur coat. And she reminds me so much of me. She's very wacky and out there, you know, big personality. But they unfortunately could only show 5 minutes. Of what really took 40 minutes to describe.
Yeah.
It was the most amazing experience ever because, if you don't mind me talking about it, some more basically, I really felt Janice there. She was extremely excited that I could hear her. She was as quirky, as out there and loud as me. And the one point she kept trying to get across, was that her family kept quiet about her story. For too long, and
yeah.
I'm really happy that her sisters finally told the truth. And to me at the time, I didn't know who this was, even though I love Janet. She's one of the people
yeah.
that I admire. So
yeah.
they didn't show that part on the show, but that actually took place. I also kept saying, journalist, when it was really Janet, but they did not show that part either. So. You know, it's TV and editing. I understand.
Yeah. Okay, now, you know what? I think we'll take some callers because I got people calling in. They're saying, we've got a caller. Has we got a caller in right now?
Sure.
Is the caller right there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Yeah, speaking to where you're from.
I'm from Canada.
Hi.
You're from Canada.
Near Niagara Falls.
What part of Canada?
Near Niagara Falls.
Oh, up near Ontario.
Yes.
Well, welcome, Joy. Welcome to the show. And your first name is?
Marie.
Marie.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a sore throat, the same thing that you were talking about.
Everybody's got it. And even, like I said, everybody, even Sylvana's got it. We weren't too sure if she was going to be able to come on because her voice is kind of raspy right now, so she's speaking a little low. We're hoping that she can actually raise the volume some.
That's right. Hi, Marie.
Hi there, Sylvana. My first time on the show.
Thank you. Nice of you to call, and I'd love to help you. I have to tell you, the first thing I've got to tell you is something's telling you no. It's regarding a concern that you have. Please tell me what the problem is or what's worrying you.
Okay, I'm wondering if you can tell me if there is a large sum of money that will be coming to me this year that will help the family disharmony.
Yes. Now, the thing about this money is I feel that, first of all, there are so many people fighting for it. Why do I sense that there are so many... I'm sorry, it's just that the energy I'm picking up is mixed of so many people trying to grasp at it, almost like, you know, people saying, give it to me. But it's coming in, absolutely, and it is a very large, considerable sum.
Sylvana, can you help me understand, is it coming from a previous marriage?
I think it's definitely a family relationship. So it's either an inheritance or a previous marriage, but the problem is if it's from a previous marriage, the kids want a big, so the kids want a huge chunk of it. And it's like it's stopping you from getting it, but it's because there's a lesson to be learned before you do receive the money. Yep, there's a big lesson to be learned. The previous marriage is still alive, I believe.
Yes.
But it's almost like the relationship between you two is dead.
Oh, it's dead.
Completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got that vibe right away. And the money's owed to you, and the people that are going to try and go after it will not get it, and I hope this helps.
So will I have to get, I guess I'm only allowed one question. I'm wondering if there is going to be a legal case involved here.
Yes, there will be, because they will push it, because they realize that there's a lot of hidden assets, and so I do believe that you might have to go to court for it, but it will be worth it.
Wow. Goodness gracious, Sylvana, Derek, help me here.
Am I making sense at all?
Oh, I'm just about falling off my chair.
Please don't fall off your chair, please. We've got me with a cold. We don't need anybody else. Please.
Pass out and call 911. Well, this is amazing. I have no idea. I just know that I feel money around me, and I have no idea where it's coming from.
Well, your intuition's kicking in, my dear.
Exactly. You can go with that in my mouth.
Wow. Well, I hope it helps the family situation. I hope it's not going to make it worse.
It would definitely be a challenge that you weren't expecting, and you weren't really hoping. You were hoping that it would be an easy break.
Well, I'd make sure my children got a good portion of it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's like, you know when things are over, but they're not really over for some? A lot of people hold resentment. And that's the only thing that's making them go after the money. It's not even greed. It's just resentment. And as they go after the money, even though they might have not began to yet. But
well, this man paid $200 a month for two children. And I had to raise them on my own.
Wow.
And I'm suspecting that the lawyer that was a real estate lawyer didn't do the job complete, which is to my benefit.
No, I agree with you. And again, I have to tell you why, Marie, because of the hidden assets. There's a lot of hidden assets that I don't think you were aware of at the time. I'm a lawyer.
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm not a materialistic person. I took my children, and that was it.
Okay.
So thank you very kindly.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I hope it happens in 2008.
Oh, it will be before the end of the year, absolutely. And thank God you're not materialistic, because there's other things in life that make you a lot happier than money does.
Wow. Thank you.
Hey, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. She fell off her chair.
I didn't mean to make anybody fall off their chair, just for the record. She sounds lovely, too. Great energy.
It is. She's got a good energy. She really tries her best to
live her good life. Now, you know what? Even though you do psychic readings, but even though you're also a professional singer, you actually sang in all kinds of locations, even from Australia, but have you sung actually in the U.S. a lot?
Yes, I have. I actually, in Bradley, I won an ASCAP award, which is an American Society of Composers and Musicians award, in recognition of my first album, Sydney to L.A., that was after performing at the Mint, which is a very well-known establishment around Hollywood, with people such as Leon Vizcarra, Alfredo Rubalcava, who were performing with me. There's quite a few places I've performed that around Hollywood, Orange County area, California mostly. Oh, and Vegas. How can I forget Vegas? I was doing quite a lot of shows in Vegas before the show aired.
So now you got some gigs coming up pretty soon yourself in singing too, besides doing psychic readings?
That's a very good question. I am actually recording my third CD at the moment, and so the singing gigs are coming in. But I've got to be honest, I'm kind of like taking my time enjoying helping so many people with this psychic gift. And it's such a difference to being in the music business, because besides songwriting, where I get to really be myself on stage, you don't get to really do that.
Okay. We have another caller calling in.
Okay.
We have another caller here.
Yes, hi, Derek. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yes, I can. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Derek. This is Jim. I'm calling from Florida, and I had a question for your guest.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome, Jim.
Thanks, Derek.
Go ahead.
Yes, if she needs to know or not, my birth date is 6/8/65, and I'm wondering this year if she sees anything changing for me financially or if she sees me meeting someone. Both are divorced, and no money's coming in. I'm not working, so I'm just wondering to get an idea for this year.
I understand. And I think the name was it Dad? I don't want to get your name wrong. I'm sorry, what was your name, please?
Jim.
I'm sorry about that.
Jim.
I'm so sorry. Tim, I do feel right away yes about your financial situation. And regarding, I sense so much bitterness. It was a very bitter ending. With the marriage ending, I feel that there is another person coming in, and it's somebody that you've known for quite a long time. I do sense that I know that it's a little bit older, but for some reason I feel like the war really affected you, the Vietnam War. Is it your father or was it yourself? Because definitely too young to have been in the war.
I didn't quite, Derek, I'm having a little trouble hearing her.
Yeah, can you lift your voice a little bit stronger, my dear?
Sure, sorry. I was saying that I sent something about the Vietnam War regarding Tim, and I don't know if it's himself, who seems to be a little bit young to have been in the war, but either his father or somebody that was very much involved in the war kind of set the rest.
What she's saying, Jim, is there someone in your family actually was in the military?
In my family?
Yes.
Yes, my father was in the British Navy.
Okay, has he passed?
No.
He's still around?
Yes.
Okay, she's just bringing up a connection to someone who actually is connected to the family that is military. Does that make sense,
Savannah?
Yes, it does, because what I'm feeling is that Tim, he was so, dictatorial about the way things were, and he wasn't around enough. And he created this pattern of, like, a verbal abuse where Tim felt like whatever he did was not good enough. And so he chose a wife that was never happy. He chose a job where he could never please the boss. And maybe he doesn't even want me to say all that much on the radio. But basically, what I feel is that that's the reason that he had all these things happen in the last 5 years. But there is money increasing this year. He will be working, but he'll start off part-time doing something that he really enjoys. So whatever it is that you're thinking right now, Tim, it's going to be not that. Not the one job that you were doing before, but something completely different.
Okay. And what did you say about money coming in?
That was about money coming in, that I felt that definitely there will be more money coming in this year. I feel like it will increase by 50% before even September, which means 50% of nothing is, like, obviously already good. I wanted to say that your romantic situation, there is somebody there that's been there practically, they're telling me, right under your nose. and it means that there's somebody that's been there that is supporting you, friends with you, and she's interested. She's got two children, I believe they're two boys, and she's saying, I'm here, Jim, can you not see me? And don't be surprised if you get involved with that person.
Okay. Well,
does that make sense, Jim?
Yeah, didn't quite catch the end. Something about two boys, or
yes.
Yeah, she may have this young lady that actually has been watching you for quite a long time, and you probably have not been paying attention to this. But she's basically, I believe, she says she has two boys of her own.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's been trying to get your attention.
Okay. Well, I'll try to open my eyes a little more.
Yeah, raise your head a little bit higher and see who you see, because sometimes some men. Well, a lot of people that are, when they broke up in relationships, have a tendency of dropping their head too low that they don't actually lift their eyes high enough to see someone.
Okay, so that's it. Well, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Tim.
Well, thank you for calling.
And one other thing, Derek, I have a prediction myself. I think silver will hit $24 to $27 an ounce. That's a very big increase because of the falling dollar and the problems with inflation. So it's going to be a rough year economically. So thank you, Derek.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Wow. Well, see, sometimes people, when they're expecting messages to be, you know, exactly to the precise answer, you get some pretty outstanding other types of answers from other people that are in spirit. That happens quite often to you, for you as well, doesn't it?
It does. And I have to tell you the reason. I brought up the military, and you know, I completely go out of my body when I'm channeling and tuning in, which is one of my favorite things to do is mediumship, which is when you basically talk to the other side. They tell you messages that are very, very important that might have or seem to not have anything to do with the question the team asked, but what they showed me is a very regimented routine and abuse from his father's side toward him, which caused him to attract a certain situation into his life. And I think that was my spirit guides telling me, if Tim wants to, you know, they say, give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Give a man lessons and teach him how to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. I felt that that was the message they were trying to get across to Tim, that he needs to learn to stop the abusive pattern from repeating in order to have the money and the woman.
Now, some of you guys out there may not know the numbers of the program. We're going to give you the toll-free numbers here. These are toll-free numbers. In the U.S., we have 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. We also have in Canada, which is, here where I'm living, it's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And international callers, 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. I've got a fabulous question to ask you before we go into the next caller. What's your thoughts on Michelle White Dove?
What's my response? I'm sorry?
Michelle White Dove. She was the winner of the program. Now, you two got to know each other at all, did you?
No, we never did. I wanted to say that first of all, I hope she's listening. I want to congratulate her for winning. And my response to her is I really never got to meet Michelle, and anything that's third-party information cannot be really taken seriously by me. I really want to meet her personally. I just sense that I'm going to meet her very, very shortly.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We got a great thing going here. Now, we do have someone here who actually has asked, wants to ask for a reading from the chat room. She needs to actually tell me the question that she wants to ask. So you'll have to ask the question, please. Anyone else in the chat rooms who want to ask a question regarding, you may have to give me your first real name instead of just going by a code. Some people use passwords, some people use something else. So we also have a caller in line two, so we'll have a caller right now. Are you there, caller?
Yes,
we have someone here?
This is Debbie from Selah, Washington.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm listening to you and having a good time.
Good. Good question to ask. Savannah.
The question I have is, I started a new business this year, but it hasn't really gotten off the ground. I just kind of wanted to know what, you know, what's in store.
Okay. First of all, would you like me to tell you what went wrong and what you can do to fix it as well?
Okay, you'll have to speak up because I can't quite hear you.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what went wrong.
Okay.
You basically did not do enough research, unfortunately, before you started the business.
Okay.
Had all the right intentions, and then invested more capital in equipment and promoting it and advertising than the actual, how should I say, the hard, solid items that you needed to make the business go off the ground. It's not so much lack of clientele. You're very, very good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot to do with public relations, banquets, celebrations, and I also feel that you will be still doing it. And your question was, what is in store for this year as a result
mm-hmm.
of the business? Sure. Whether you close that business or not, you'll be doing the same thing again, meaning the same industry, but
okay.
with two other people as your two right hands by your side. I hope that makes sense. There'll be two people working under you, and you will delegate some of the activities. I think the problem was you took on too much on board yourself.
Okay.
And the business plan was not put together, if that makes any sense.
The business what?
The business plan.
Oh, okay.
Was not put together. But this year, if you do it just as your intuition tells you to, and that's the funny thing, Debbie, is that you're extremely intuitive. You're very good when it comes to people. You know who's good for you, who isn't. And one of the people that you will hire is already under you, constantly asking, me, hire me, pick me. And you're saying, okay, let me just figure out what I'll do. You will take out a loan, and it might even be something that somebody offers you. The business will do very well.
Okay. All right.
I hope this helps.
That makes sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie, for calling. Take care.
Thank you, Derek. This is really fun. It's a lot easier than I expected.
Have you ever done phone readings before on a radio show before?
Not on a radio show, no.
Oh, well, guess what?
First time.
First time for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm trying to breathe. Wait.
Take
a deep
breath. Girls, breathe. We're having a great time here. We have, I was expecting someone actually said she wanted to ask a question. She hasn't asked a question yet. She was actually in the chat room because she has no access to call, but she can call if she wants. It's a toll-free number. I'll let everybody know ahead of time. Guys, get your crayons out because this is what's available for you. Toll-free, it's 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 in Canada. That's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. International lines 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. And I think we have another caller.
Great.
We have another caller calling in.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, this is Debbie from
Hi.
Michigan. I've had a really emotionally difficult last year, and my son died, and is he happy?
Yes.
And
yes. I'm so sorry, Debbie, it's like you can't wait to get through to you. Okay, this was ridiculous, like meaning, I say the word ridiculous, I overuse it. What I mean is this was really unnecessary. He did not have to go the way he did. He's saying, Mom, I'm fine. I've been trying to tell you. He's quite hard-headed. No offense, he took it from somebody else in the family that he says to me, she's been really worried and blaming herself for not doing enough. Have you been blaming yourself, Debbie, for his death?
Pardon me?
For not... She's
saying, have you been blaming yourself for his passing?
No. I'm trying to find some peace, and I don't know if I can, you know, sometimes I think I can feel him. I don't...
When he passed, Debbie, was this actually a murder that took place?
No, he died at home.
Well, he died at home. Okay.
I believe it was either an over.
I'm not trying to read anybody right now. I'm just being the host.
It's hard to hear her. So.
Yeah. You can raise your volume a little bit louder, my dear.
Absolutely. Can you hear me better?
That's much better.
Oh, good. I'll speak right into the phone. That's a good idea, right? That's what the phone is for.
Yeah.
Please forgive me, Debbie, but I just feel like there was drugs involved for some reason, and I do feel that you did blame yourself for not being a better mother, though. I am not going to say no to my intuition here, because my intuition is saying, yes, for a while she did blame herself for not seeing it coming. He was very depressed. He was very angry. There's a lot of people that treated Debbie wrong, and he felt that if there's nothing he can do about it, he's just going to get really mad and just show them, basically. That's the attitude I'm getting. But to answer your question regarding his happiness, he's absolutely so much more at peace now, Debbie, because he can look after you from the other side and know that you're well provided for. And I know you've had a lot of little miracles take place, like little things, little signs show up at your door, and you say, well, where did that come from? I didn't order that. And bonuses at Christmas and just little signs like old friends of his and yours coming into your life. And that same driver said, you see, Mom, I'm not gone. I'm looking after you even better now.
That makes sense, baby?
Yeah, what does she, I mean, he died from a natural cause. There was no, I mean, he...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Well, he didn't take his own life.
No, I didn't say that.
When your son passed, how old was he?
26.
Was there a point in time that he thought, instead of having to suffer through passing, he wanted to, you know, leave earlier? Was that the thought in his mind at all? Or mentioned it?
He just really did not like all the violence in the world, and he did, the world troubled him a lot.
Yeah.
His big thing was that he wanted, you know, he was a snowboarder, and he wanted to, he always talked about being the pilot on the ship called Friendship, and like everybody, you know, getting along. He was like a Pied Piper. People just gravitated towards him.
Yeah.
I understand. It's just that I really picked up drugs.
But you have another child, don't you?
Yes.
Because that child's you're going to have your son come back with through another child. Your son's going to... I'm sorry, I got to say something.
Go ahead, please.
Havana, your son's coming back, and he's going to come back as your child's child. So you're going to have a grandchild that come back as your son's coming back again. Making a return.
I agree with you there, Derek, when you said the grandson, yes.
Oh, because my daughter's 30, and they're planning on having a child this year coming up. I mean, they're hoping that they can.
It's going to happen. Trust me. I just know I could feel it.
Thank you.
Even though he may not agreed with how life had existed,
yeah,
but he's going to come back and have a better understanding why.
Did he ever change his name? Because I keep getting Jordan. I have to say it.
Pardon me?
Was there a J in his name? Somebody keeps saying Jordan to me. Jordan, Jordan, Jordan.
Gregory Joseph.
Joseph. Okay. Close. He's really around you. He's completely and utterly around you all the time. And he's saying he couldn't stand to see you cry. You know, like you said, he just really wanted everybody to be happy. He hated the way you were treated. He really
yes,
did not
did.
Like it.
I hope this makes a lot of sense for you.
It does. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. Peace of mind, my dear. Knowing that he's always by your side. By the way, he visits you at your bedside all the time to comfort you. And actually, you'll notice him actually touching your hair at night when you sleep, and sometimes you feel you're brushing your face. That's him doing it.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the one that does that. He's letting you know not for you to be sad, but to be happy that he's not hurting.
Thank
You'll
you
feel
so
a whole
much.
Lot better. You're going to feel a whole lot better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes losses it is difficult sometimes when you have when you're doing phone call readings, because it's better to have a person come and see you in person. I find it, because, you know, there are people out there in spirit that they want to come through so bad. I mean, telephone call away doesn't really, I guess you'd say, it can still be effective, but at times, even you're close to someone, next to that person, physical connection, even have a stronger connection, because they themselves are trying everything they can to go through electrical lines, because energy, it takes up energy, and this is what we do. We try to use that energy from a telephone or a computer or that sort of thing. I mean, yourself, you did lose your husband as well, didn't you, Sylvana?
Yes, I did. And you know what, it's funny. I mean, it's not funny at all, but I mean, I got myself into a little corner here. I'm like hiding in the corner of the room because I knew that was coming up. I sensed it when Debbie phoned. I lost my husband 7 weeks before the show went into taping, not on air, but that's about 4 weeks after the pilot, and then 7 weeks after that, we were already filming, so...
Yeah, so you haven't finished...
grieving.
You know, grieving, your own grieving as well, and so our hearts are in prayers out for you as well to help you heal through your own process, go through your own process.
Thank you so much.
As having to be on the television series, and your husband just passed just before and not really had a chance to heal, I mean, you drive yourself nuts, too, and be on the show trying to figure where your life is going from there while you're trying to realize that you're trying to stabilize your life. I've watched people go through different sources, different ways of healing, and so it takes a while. You don't have to be a professional medium to think you can walk away from it. It's okay, I know my husband's okay. He'll be fine. I'll go back to work. No, you're still being human. It affects you.
You know, Derek, you could not have put it more accurately. I mean, you're extremely good at what you do as well, very gifted, because that's exactly what happened, and I found his body. The worst part was everybody keeps telling me, including the police, that if I had not found his body, it would have been easier, but he came to me and he said, I'm gone. I'm in trouble. You got to come get me. And I've got, you know, not too many clothes on, so I want to have my decency before the paramedics arrive. I knew he had a terrible stroke or heart attack, and I followed my intuition, went there, put the key in the door. I knew right away. The absolutely worst experience of my life. Now, how do you go on from there?
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I really didn't want to. I'm not going to lie to you. But... And I don't think this has to do with my gift, because when you're trying to revive a person who's passed away, and this is a very heavy topic, I realize, but you're trying to revive them and they're gone, and the paramedics are trying to tell you they're gone, and you can hear them talking to you. I could hear James saying to me, okay, I want you to right away go and help people and do your career. There is nothing standing in your way now. You go out there and you do it.
Yeah.
And also, he gave me 7 messages. In total, I wrote them all down. I helped baptize him. But what happened after that is that you forget that you're a medium. Actually, no, you don't forget you're a medium, because that's all you do is keep talking to them. But you forget that you might be psychic or spiritual, and it's just pain, raw pain to deal with. And
yeah.
What I did was, just like you said, what do I do? What do I do with all these animals? His baby dog and the cats, and it's like a whole farm that we have. Our kids, you know.
Yeah, it can affect you.
Big time. I was an absolute mess. But one thing I have to tell you is, it wasn't a shock when Lifetime called me, because they actually called me before he passed away. I said to him, I'm going to get a call from Lifetime. They're going to want me on a TV show. And he said, you know, I believe you, because everything else you say is true. And so when they called, all I could do was just cry. Because that was him trying to help me get out of bed, because I wouldn't get out of where I found him, which was on top of the bed. I wouldn't get out of there for like 7 weeks. So you saw me on TV, for those of you who got to see it. I'm all perky and happy and cheery, but every time the camera's not rolling, I'm bawling my eyes out.
Yeah, it does get you. We have another caller calling in. Is there another caller there?
Hello?
Are we another caller there?
Hello.
Hi. Oh, who am I speaking to?
This is Sharon.
Sharon, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi. Massachusetts?
Yeah.
She's calling from Massachusetts. My nephew used to say that years ago. A little boy, he says, Massachusetts.
I like that. Massachusetts.
What can I do for you, Sharon? What question would you like to ask?
Well, what I was just going to ask was, I guess it was sort of general. It was just if you saw anything coming my way in 2008. I guess it would be kind of general. So basically, anything at all that I can see coming for you 2008, yeah? Anything at all for 2008. Are you planning to have some children very soon? I'm sorry, I see a little girl coming into your life. So, don't ask. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me. I also see some travel to the south. And the south might mean south of Massachusetts. Forgive me, I'm not very good with geography. But I just see you traveling a lot. You have done quite a bit of soul searching the last 3 months of 2007. Would that be correct?
I've done a lot of what?
Quite a bit of soul searching.
Yes.
And that is one of the reasons that you're quite open-minded to what the future is going to bring for 2008. I sense that there was a big separation as well from a person that wasn't good for you. I have to commend you on that, applaud you. That was very, very good. You did not need that energy in your life.
I'm sorry, I was having a hard time hearing the last part.
She's a lot of Savannah, see if you can.
I'm sorry.
Get closer to your phone?
Yeah. I feel that there was some kind of breakup, separation on her behalf in 2007. And it was the best thing she could have done. It's a really good thing she did.
Not no 7, it's been probably about 6 years.
6 years, okay.
You've been single for quite a while.
That's okay. Sometimes it might represent that the person, it was unfinished business emotionally, perhaps. You weren't maybe ready to move on, or I'm picking up something completely different. For 2008, I just pick up travel, taking very good care of yourself, and being closer to your family. Family. I'm getting a lot of family. And the little girl is constantly telling me, don't forget about me. So I'm not sure if you have a little girl, but there's one coming into your life, and believe me, they come in when you least expect them.
Does that make any sense, Sharon?
I won't be having any children myself, but it could be coming from somewhere else, possibly. I'm not sure.
That child could be very effective in your life. That may be important to you, so I would say keep an eye on that one.
Okay.
I'm also going to let you know this. For some reason, you're going to be involved with a paranormal investigation with someone or a group of people. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, no?
Okay. I haven't been yet, but it sounds interesting.
I'm actually seeing a whole bunch of people involved in paranormal investigating. So whether it's your place that will need to be investigated, it possibly could be a spirit in your home, or you're involved with someone going to a location that actually is a spirit investigation taking place. You'll be involved with a bunch of people regarding this.
Okay.
I'm seeing what happens, so it could be something you'd be a lot of fun enjoying.
Okay, what was the last part?
It'll be something that you will enjoy. It's like it'll be a little educational for you. It's something totally different you'd be exploring.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
I'm open to it, so it hasn't come about yet, but I'm open to it, so.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
As I said, it looks to me, I'm seeing an investigation take place that you'd be involved in it.
Ooh, okay,
so. I like to freak people out, and then the next month or so, they call me up and say, my God, I can't believe it actually happened.
That's true.
Yeah.
So they always give me a premonition showing ahead of time what's going to happen. It's called the scare tactic. Okay. Thank you very much, Sharon, for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. We have another caller asking me here.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Allura.
Mm-hmm.
She is we'll call her herself Allura Star. Her name is Allura Star. She herself is asking anything specifically for her and her husband that would help her with what they're doing as far as their career is concerned.
Yes, become more of a team and realize that you're actually fighting for the same cause and going after the same thing but in different ways. Be more of a team and don't fight. I think they're both very passionate, like fire signs, and they really need to just unite more. They've got a lot more in common than they realize.
Okay, that sounds good. She's also inquiring about her... these folks are probably, say, in their 50s, possibly 60, I'm not too sure about the age group, but they're interested in like going back and doing television and sharing their work as spiritual singers. Were that further into their career, or would they be doing something else?
I absolutely feel that the reason that they even got that calling is because it absolutely has to be put out there. And, you know, funnily enough, Derek, I'm beginning to tune into you, and you're saying the same thing. Yes, yes, yes. I can hear you yelling at me.
Okay, so they're from Bismarck, North Dakota.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Bismarck, North Dakota.
No, I feel that intuitively, like, you're agreeing with me, but I just sense that there is something about this message that they have to deliver that needs to be heard, that will empower everybody.
Good. Okay. I'm sure they'll accept that one. And they're thanking you.
Okay,
you're welcome. Now, we have also anyone else in the chat rooms who wants to ask a question too. You're more welcome to ask a question. There's actually a person by the name of Ocean One, Mick, and they would like to ask a question regarding what's coming their way for 2008. And if that person by the name of Ocean Charm, I'm not sure if they're online right now. Seems like they left the room. Okay. We have another caller calling in on the phone line, and who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, how are you doing?
And where are you calling from?
California.
California.
Cool, California. I have a question regarding financial.
Sure.
I have some money that's going to be, you know, good, bad type thing, whatever, unfortunately, money coming from an inheritance in a couple of months, and I'm quite concerned about which direction to go, if I should go maybe a little bit into real estate or if I should go into precious metals.
Okay.
What's the safest?
You know, it's like I keep interrupting you because they're yelling at me, my spirit guide, saying, tell her to see her tax man. Like, they're yelling at me before you even finished anything. They're saying, the accountant, the tax man, see him, because obviously, and I'm over-dramatizing here, but very, very important that you seek some professional advice, because this is a very, you know, substantial sum of money, and you will definitely put it in, you won't diversify too much, but rather two places. One, I feel, will be real estate. The other will be either money market account, something like that, but there'll be lower risk investments. But for tax purposes, because taxation purposes, because you still have income coming in, I also sense that you absolutely have to talk to your accountant and tax man. But beyond accountant, it's funny, I kept hearing my spirit guide yelling, tax, before you even finished your question.
Well, I hope I don't have to pay any more taxes.
That's the whole thing.
Hey, you're to make a phone call, find out if our taxes are going to increase this year. Right. We don't need that.
No, because what we do is we get a good tax accountant who can show us how to maximize, basically, how to, you know, make it look, well, basically demonstrate that we've spent more money than we've made. And that's why I think you will be doing very well, because the difference that you would have paid in taxes had you informed, I'm sorry, had you, invested the money sooner would have been lost, but because you are going to get this good advice, you'll have this extra money to invest somewhere else yet again.
Oh,
does that help?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome, Barb. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Take care. Well, Savannah, we're getting close to that time of shutting her down, so I'd like to thank you for joining us on our show on Between Two Worlds, and we look forward to seeing you come back here again. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself by that time. I'm sure your cold will be gone, and you'll be famous even more out in this crazy world of entertainment.
Exactly. Thank you. Derek, I just have to tell you, I feel extremely blessed. And to all your listeners and everybody in the chat rooms, I just want to say, first of all, thank you for listening. Thank you for not, you know, poo-pooing this idea, which is the truth, spirituality, and supporting people like myself, Derek, and everybody else, because we are really fighting a challenge to let the truth come out. And just by listening, I think people are doing their part. And thank you, Derek, for just being out there, having the courage to speak the truth.
Well, thank you very much. Folks, I thank you for listening in. I'd like to thank the Pal Talk Room and the BBS Radio Chat Room, and those are listeners that are listening out there. Folks, be safe. We'll actually talk to you next week. Next week, I'll be doing mediumship on next week, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to ask any questions regarding my show next 2 weeks or anything else on top of that, looking forward to having a chat with you folks. Anyways, in between time, that is it. That's another edition of Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud. Take care, folks. Be safe. Bye.